I want to talk to you today about a woman named Lydia, who the Bible calls a worshiper of God. Hi, I'm Jackson Young, director of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, and I am your pastor for the day. While in some ways this title, worshiper, is a special title, it's also a general title. That is, we are all worshipers of God. Or rather, we were all created to worship the one true God. That is God's intention in creation for all people. But we have lost our way because of sin. But God, rich in mercy, with the great love with which he loved us, now intends to reconcile us to a right relationship with him through the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what happened to Lydia, and this same reconciliation is available for you. Let's look at the story more closely by reading Acts chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. The first thing we see is that Lydia assembled with others in a place of prayer. She couldn't have imagined what was about to happen, but the point is that Lydia put herself in a position to hear from God. And whether you realize it or not, so have you. Prayer comes before mercy. Prayer comes before blessing. Second, we see that Lydia listened. While she was well positioned, she still had to pay attention. This is you now, you under the hearing of my voice. Don't miss what God is about to do. Lydia was not passive, but active, alert and full of expectation. The book of James says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. God wants to meet you where you are today. Are you listening? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Next, we see that God moves. The Bible says the Lord opened her heart. This tells us that he is the source of power. He does the work. Anything that could be done to change our position with holy God was done for us by Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross. He is able. He is willing. The Lord longs to be gracious to you, to intervene in your circumstances, and transform your life. And just as Lydia's life was never the same after that day, so the same can be true of you today. And so today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, but respond in faith, just as Lydia did. And this is the fourth and final thing we see from our story, that the Lord enabled her to respond. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. God operates alone in opening the heart, but invites us to cooperate in responding. There is nothing we must do, but there is something we must believe. And we don't believe with our brain, we believe in our heart. And so I ask you today, how is your heart? Is it soft? Is perhaps God opening it and enabling you to respond? If he is, step out in faith and be reconciled to God. Respond by putting your trust completely in him for redemption. Rely on his word and his promises and forsake the things of the world. Acknowledge Christ as Lord, having done for you what you could never do. Repent of sin and walk in newness of life, full of hope, peace, and life everlasting. For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I'm Jackson Young, the director of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, and I am your pastor for the day.